कमल खलचर.
माय नेम इज कमला एंड आई लिव इन ओरोविल विद माय फैमिली सिंस या मेनी इयर्स. Mostly every village they celebrate. It's after the Tamil New Year. Like Adi, Avani, it's like welcoming the summer rain. You know, because these areas which depending of the summer rain is the growth for grains, you know, peanut or varugu, you know, all grains which is naturally depending of the rain, summer rain. For the growth of the field worker, they celebrate all village people because Mariamman is a village, a goddess, a Shakti force, which is they normally have only head, only this part, not full body will have Mariamma. Mari is a mother, Amman, which it's 10 days festival, 9-10 days festival they celebrate, you know. It's they go, the first day they, even every houses they have to give some kind of contribution, like, you know, for the festival. Like one street, one farm, one first day, second day, third day, like that, you know, 9 days they celebrate all village. They take a part. But this is actually kind of from, they say the story of Mahabharata. And there's a depth from there, some part which they celebrate. Depend of the a praying individual, they fulfill, the God fulfill, then they do this five work. Like these days, the children also work with their parents.
There is a reason that only some castes can walk in the fire?
No, there is no special cause, but only the devotion, you know, the devotion to the goddess. And then she brings the a life into a people, you know, the village, and they get, mostly when they do the festival, they get good rain. Yeah.
And this food that women do around the temple?
That's for, it's called pongal. For again, it's for Mariamman. They do sweet pongal with the rice and jaggery and all this. Then they go with the pot and they carry it to the temple and they make it with the firewood. And they first offer to the Mariamman the food. Then the family eat.
Okay.
The whole village, everybody, they do that.
Once a year, it festival happens?
It's once a year. Okay. Once a year.
Now tell me about these special days and every day. What is the day to clean, today to go out? Please, now we want to know about the week, Tamil Nadu week.
Friday is the puja day.
Explain us.
Special day, you know, once a week. You have to clean the house, you know, decorate, you know, puja. It's... So in our culture, we divide these days, you know, you have to do. And Saturday, normally we don't celebrate.
But why Friday? Special day, why?
Friday is goddess, God. You are inviting.
And what's pujai? Pujai, explain us what's...
And every house has one room, especially for puja room, which, you know, it's... Each people they worship, like some family worship Shiva and someone worship Vishnu and some Muruga, some Shakti, and depends the caste which they worship from kind of religion. Especially on Friday, they clean the house and even the puja room, we have symbolic of light, Lakshmi. You know, in the puja room, when you married, and they give us symbol of light. You're taking from light to go, start the new life. So when you getting married, and they give a light. That's a symbol of you know, fire. Symbol of light. You light even not only a light, but you lighten your inside. You bring, you know, you have to be transparent, you have to, you know, like, you welcoming another family. Because sometimes in our culture, we marry also a man which you don't know. So it's a new life is starting. So this family says that you have to be like a part of that, other people also, you're a family. So that light normally, if we do, we clean. It's they given with the brass light, you know, the Lakshmi. And we clean the puja room and we put turmeric and kumkum and we put sesame oil and then you light and you put incense. So you pray and give Goddess Lakshmi, you know, bring the good health, give the good health, wealth and protect from everybody. So it's a prayer.
People still do this or only in the village?
Mostly I see for every houses, every women's in the family they do. And also these days it's, and also not only in the house, we used to go to the temple. Also nearby temple or in the village temple, you go and you offer, you know, flower and incense.
And what does it mean? Everywhere we can see flowers, little mandala pots. What does it mean for you?
It's a symbol, like, you know, even mother says, like, you know, putting a flower in the morning itself, like, you're getting the energy and you arranging. So it's each one has the power of, you know. And it's also to front of house when you put a pot with a little bit water and a flower. That's, it gives the energy and it's a good feeling. And it's again, it's a welcoming also, you know, like kolam.
A different kolam.
Yeah. It's beauty of, you know, you're going one step. So you cannot expect for someone to come to make a kolam. But put some water and few flowers and it gives energy. Yeah. So I see also in Arul many places, yeah, in arranging flowers is so beautiful.
Yeah, so beautiful.
Yes. I enjoy doing that also.
Beauty is very special. Mother says something about this, no? It has to do with the Indian culture, that beauty is everywhere.
Like the women, we love to decorate ourselves, making a beauty, like putting ornaments and making our hair, combing my hair, and putting a flower, and with the sari, with the gold or earrings or whatever, you know, the costume. It's much, much more elegant. It's like you're wearing a chudidar, it's a different style, very comfortable. But wearing a sari and making all those ornaments, you look more elegant and more beauty, and the women, we love to do this. Especially when you marry, in from the family side, they give a good rich sari, silk saris, and all these ornaments, and it's you're like, you're only not yourself a woman. You are the goddess Lakshmi, or aspect of Lakshmi. You are, even now, I'm one aspect of goddess. So, you're not a simple being. You are taking your soul and coming to the earth, and we are not like, we have to be also ourselves and see that we are goddess. And because we have the strength of power and we are the one who give the creation, the soul to come to life in the earth. So I'm very proud of to be a lady.
And tell me about these flowers in the hair. What does it mean?
Jasmine flower, it gives smells, and also it's a natural curing power. The scent, the energy, also it's giving the energy, jasmine. And it's more attractive. What? When you put flower, it gives a different attraction, you know.